Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are having a great night tonight. I hope that you are encouraged. I can tell you this, I'm encouraged right now. I had a great night, had a great meeting, and I'm encouraged because of God's word. I'm encouraged because of God's promises. I'm encouraged because of who God is and because who he is in my life. So today I'm really overjoyed, and I'm really overjoyed. Excited about the things that God is doing in my life. And I have to say that when you allow God to move in your life, when you allow God to have first place in your life, when you allow God to really work in your life, it's amazing to see what God will do in your life, in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your situations, in the midst of change. I'm not sure about what you're going through, but I have to testify today that I've been going through so much change in friendships, relationships, and before I wouldn't be able to handle as much change as what's been going on. But I got to tell you this, God is able. And at the end of the day, guys, at the end of the day, I want to encourage you, like this first single from my project, it's called Like Jesus Can. I want to encourage you today that you will know that No one can do for you what Jesus can. No one can do it like Jesus. And no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what situations are, your situation might be telling you, to encourage someone today that you can look high, you can look low. You can look to your left, and you can look to your right. No one's going to love you like Jesus can. No one is going to love you like Jesus can. And so I just want to encourage you that today and tonight. Because some of you might be saying, you know, God, I need this. I need this person in my life. I need these people in my life. I need this job. I need this relationship. I need this friendship. And I believe that God wants you first to be happy with him. And I just want to encourage you, those of you who are listening tonight right now, I want to encourage you that no one will love you like Jesus can. No one and nothing.
I know.
Enjoyed that. That was Lost Without You by LaJune Thompson, and this is G Wright. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. And before that was my newest single, Like Jesus Can, which is on CD Baby, so make sure you guys go out and check that out. These next artists are so phenomenal. And I hope you guys like them. I believe that you guys will like them. One thing that I want to say before that, make sure you visit me on my official website, which is gwriteonline.com, www.gwriteonline.com. Leave me a message. Let me know how you guys are doing out there. These next artists, Fred Hammond and the United Tenors with Love You Like That.
You're holding they surrender. Some of our brothers and sisters, they feel like God has left them. Bring them back.
Thank you. joy. We will lift our hands and we will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Into his holy presence, we will worship God. Of your glory.
His holy name.
The reason we live is to worship you.
His holy name.
Your name is holy. And there will never be another like you. Bless you, Jesus.
His holy name.
Hallelujah. Father, the psalmist wrote in 27 and 4, that one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Thank you for the sanctuary. Thank you for your presence. For Father, your word said it was when I went into the sanctuary that I realized that all things would be well. Thank you for the sanctuary. For it is an honor and a privilege to worship you. I give you glory and I give you honor. Bless you, Jesus.
You guys are listening to the Heart Love Show. And Paul Moore with Sanctuary. And before that, that was Dorinda Clark Cole with Return. And before that was Revealed by Myron Butler. Hope you guys are having a great night tonight. Stay right here. You know, this next artist is someone that I really, really love and I really admire and I really, really look up to. And I hope you guys love her too as well. This is my cousin Eureka A. Wright. Thank you, Lord.
Everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So, here we go. Oh,
But I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was the best ever there ever will be. The best there ever will be. And that was United Voices out of Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area. Hope you guys enjoyed that. You know, this next artist I'm going to play before we get ready to leave for tonight is an artist that I definitely love. We're waging war.
Promise.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. I just want to send a special shout out to my grandmother who is listening tonight. I want to send a special shout out to those people who are there, who are where you are right now, and those people who are supporting me. I appreciate your support, your love, and everything. Please keep in your prayer. So much has happened this season in my life, but I'm sure things have life, and I believe that in this hour, God is moving things fast. So, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, if we're really serious about what God is going to do in our lives, I believe He's doing a fast thing in this season. So, make sure you do the things you're supposed to do. Stay focused and be blessed. I'm going to leave you with "We Love You." This is J Moss featuring Marvin L. Winans and Byron Cage. This is the remix. God bless you, and I'll see you next Tuesday from 9 to 10. I'm sorry. I'll see you this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. All right? God bless you. Have a good night.
Yeah. Now I need somebody to get excited about Jesus in this place. I want to know, do I have anybody in here that loves the Lord?
Our hands to reach you, we lift our hearts to love you. Holy is your wonder. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. We love you.
Lift up your voices and say this:
we love you, Lord. We love you.
Say that with me. Say,
we love you. Come here, Byron.
Let the Lord know that you love Him.